I should let you up through it.
Bengali pork tongues. Big.
Lean and so on.
Wow.
That one's a little soft, but it's...
Give it a good one. Mmm. Fat.
You'll take Srila Prabhupada. Also some jinga.
Mmm.
In Mayapur, when they heard that your divine grace was coming, it was like electricity. There was so, I've never seen anyone so excited as they were. They were electrified. Everyone was, all the gurukul, little boys who had never even seen it. Prabhupada is coming, Prabhupada. There were shouts all through the ashram. And everything was very well organized by Jayapataka Maharaj for your arrival.
Mrs. Day at the airport? Oh,
yeah. At the airport, that Mrs. Day, who you had, I think she met you previously.
When we went to Bombay.
She had told
Bombay.
You, I am also a day.
Remember when we flew to Bombay, that lady helped us for getting special seating?
So she very kindly made all the nice arrangements at the airport. There was a big caravan with flowers and to take you to Mayapur.
You expected Prabhupada on that plane?
Yeah, we were, had the car out. Everyone was expecting. Oh,
they couldn't get through in time to tell them that you weren't coming, Srila Prabhupada. So they were all ready at the airport with the cars.
So we failed to get.
Yeah. You must have been surprised when Prabhupada didn't come out of the plane.
Surprised, yes.
They arranged that special
lift
to take you out of the plane also. Remember that we went in the plane when we went to on British Airways from London? That way you don't have to get carried or bounced around. It goes, it's a machine that goes up and down.
The difficulty is on me. And this is all.
Yeah, it's very bad.
This was, yeah, it's very bad.
What is the condition?
I came by train just now.
Kaviraj said, Srila Prabhupada, that under no condition,
under no circumstances,
should you go on that road.
It's lucky that we did that. The car didn't arrive in time, Srila Prabhupada. He said, under no circumstances can you be taken over that road.
It must have been Krishna's arrangement to protect Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada knew it.
The weather in Bengal is very nice. Very warm, very nice weather.
You saw Mr. Shastri, the Kaviraj?
No, I left that night. He must have arrived.
Audrey had gotten back.
When I left.
He left the night
they arrived.
The train for free. Oh. Jayapataka's injury, I'll pass. You go first class for free.
Last night I had a dream, Srila Prabhupada. Everyone at Mayapur, all the devotees, were rolling on the ground and flailing their fists on the ground and pulling their hair and weeping. They were all expecting your divine grace to come.
I think you have to fulfill their prayers, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. There's also some news from Mayapur. 17 of the Mohammedans, those Muslims, they have been arrested. Now they're released on bail, but they were officially arrested in Mayapur. And also Jayapataka Maharaj says that the site where they're thinking of building a big temple in Mayapur, some land has just become available for sale. About 15 biggas of land. And it ranges from 1,500 to 2,500 rupees per bigger. So Jayapataka wanted me to tell your divine grace.
15 bigas, 5 acres.
So shit, why not purchase?
Right where the, where we want to put the temple.
Yeah, right.
It must be a group of men that the prices vary per bigger.
Why not purchase?
Jayapataka Maharaj is very anxious to purchase that land. It's exactly where the site for the big temple at that location, 15 bigas.
I got even right there.
Whether he can purchase. If you don't go to Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada, all of Mayapur will come here to be with you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get a little stronger, we can go.
Even the airport officials were disappointed. They were saying, "Where is our Guru Maharaj?" I was shocked to hear them say.
Mm-hmm.
So where is our Guru Maharaj? They had purchased very nice fruits and vegetables of all different varieties. And Prabhupada could choose which he liked. Portal, jinga, so many things.
What other news?
Everything is very nice and very organized. Jayapataka Maharaj and Bhavananda Maharaj have very organized it very nicely. Calcutta is very clean. Also, Calcutta was prepared in case your divine grace was feeling tired, then you could have stayed at Calcutta for a day or so and then gone on to Mayapur. Many life members had come to the airport. Sitaram Daga.
I think we have to go soon, Srila Prabhupada. Actually, to take you to different places is the greatest ecstasy, because there's no greater pleasure that devotees have than when you first arrive, they see you. They're feelings know no bounds. Airport arrivals have always been ecstatic over the years, Srila Prabhupada. The newspapers always mark how ecstatic they are.
What is the condition of the road?
This road is hopeless. We have to find an alternate way.
Oh, we're going from Mathura to Delhi by train.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, this morning you were asking for Bharadwaj. Here he is. We thought of a better way to go, Srila Prabhupada, than car. We'll take the Taj Express from Mathura to Delhi. It's quite a nice train ride. It takes only 1 hour and 45 minutes, and it doesn't even stop one time.
I just took it from Delhi this morning. Very clean, very smooth.
We will have one devotee get on in Agra to reserve a compartment for us, and then we'll board it here in Mathura, and it arrives in Delhi at about 9:30 at night, 9:45. So then we'll spend the night in Delhi, resting. And then the following morning, we'll take the morning flight to Calcutta and Mayapur. This means also that you won't have to undergo any strenuous journey to Delhi and then immediately take a flight. The train journey is actually much easier than a car journey. And then we get the whole night to rest, which is also good. So basically it just means we take a plane and then the car ride to Mayapur.
So you simply go by car from here to Mathura.
Yes. Then we take the Taj Express, which is non-stop to Delhi. Then stay in the Delhi temple, which is also nice, overnight. And then we proceed on to Calcutta. The next morning we leave on the plane at 6:30 in the morning. And we arrive in Calcutta by about 8:30. And we should arrive in Mayapur by noon. Does it sound like a good plan? Now you simply should gain more and more strength, Srila Prabhupada. This time until the Kaviraj comes, from now until then, you should rest as much as possible. Take these medicines. I think it's having a positive effect. You mentioned this morning that when you sit up, you feel a little stronger now. And I think it's good that you're not taxing yourself in any way. That's important. Do you like to do something specific right now, Srila Prabhupada?
What shall I do?
Well, like Pendra is saying, you might like to wash now your face and teeth. When does Prabhupada wash his body?
2 approximately.
In the afternoon. Maybe I should read some news to you?
Mm.
I mean, what would you like to do now, Srila Prabhupada?
News?
Yeah, I may have a little bit of news. I'll see.
In Mayapur, I shall stay in my quarter?
Yes, Prabhupada. Everything is very nicely arranged. There's one nice big bed, the same size, with nice soft mattress. And you're saying...
Why another bed?
The other bed is still there.
The other bed, Srila Prabhupada, is not wide enough. We find for moving you about on the bed, sitting you up and turning you on your side, that it's safer and more convenient for you if we're able to get up on the bed itself. So the bed that you had at Mayapur was single bed, wasn't very wide. It would be much more comfortable for you.
How long it takes to go to Mathura?
From here to Mathura, it would take about 20 minutes.
Not that.
I mean, within 1 hour of leaving here, you'd be on your way to Delhi on the plane, on the train. Another thing is that Taj Express is very much on time. It's never late. Because it only stops one time between Agra and Delhi, and that's here in Mathura. It's a very, very exacting train. So we can arrive 15 minutes before the train is expected to arrive. We don't have to arrive hours before or anything like that. I mean, we'll also make a special arrangement with the train station master that only when he sees that your divine grace is settled comfortably in the train will the train proceed onwards.
That's nice.
I got up one letter, Srila Prabhupada, from the BBT Library Party in America. I won't read it all, but I just to sum it up, that readings in Vedic literature by Satsarup Maharaj, that book, remember, that I read some parts of to you? Readings in Vedic Literature. Satsarup wrote, it's a short book. That book is becoming very much accepted in university courses. Many, many classes are using it as a textbook, which means that automatically 30 to 50 copies are purchased at a time. And all over the country now, as the Library Party travels, at each college, one or two courses use this book now each semester. It's a regular textbook now. Now that they've introduced the study guide to the Bhagavad Gita, they expect the Bhagavad Gita will also become a regular textbook more and more. Actually, the Library Party reports that this is a great future for these books, is that gradually all of these books will be accepted as textbooks and they will be made mandatory reading in college courses, which means there'll be huge sales year after year. Another thing which they're beginning to sell very widely, Srila Prabhupada, you see, first the Library Party went to every university in America over the last 4 years and stole standing orders of the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Now they're going back this year and starting to sell textbooks, text orders. They've done standing orders. Now they're going to the same colleges and they're approaching the professors and saying, here's a book for your class as a textbook, which means that the teacher orders 30 copies at a time. So they're beginning to do this now. And they're also beginning to sell the movies. Yadobar's movies are being taken. In each school, one or two people are renting these films or purchasing these films, as well as slideshows. This is called audiovisual media. And they're starting to sell, the Library Party is starting to sell a lot of the movies and the slideshows, as well as tape cassettes, music courses, for example, want to order your tape cassettes of your Divine Grace singing bhajans and playing the harmonium. They are starting to use, as part of a course in Indian music, for example. This is a...
How many of you are going to Mayapur with me?
We were going 10.
10
on the plane and another four or five on the train. Say 15 altogether.
Even more, there was about four or five on the plane.
Now, of course, there are more devotees who are coming, just like Chitsuk and Ananda Prabhu and others, so they'll also be going. By the time we go, we may be able to rent a third of the plane or something. At least there'll be 20 or 25 devotees, maybe.
And then they had a big caravan arranged, so from the airport or from Calcutta Temple to Mayapur, there'll be at least 40 devotees going with your Divine Grace to Mayapur. The devotees who go and the devotees who greet you there.
Do you like that, Srila Prabhupada?
Yeah.
That we go in big numbers like that?
Then at Mayapur there'll be at least 150 devotees to greet you.
Running down the road?
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, should I continue with this report? Another thing that's beginning to happen is that the professors, after getting your standing orders and after teaching with your books in their courses, they're starting to become very friendly to Krishna consciousness. For example, here's one example cited. He says, says here that Dattaras Prabhu went straight to the chairman of the philosophy who happens to teach in that field, and that chairman also bought a copy of Monograph 2, which is Srup Damodar's science books. These are also becoming important, and promised to review it. During this time, Shesha was meeting with Fritz Blackwell, an Asian language specialist who has used Krishna book in his course as a textbook and has known devotees for 4 years. Fritz's exchanges with Shesha were so intriguing that we shall simply list them one by one. The two passed in the hallway, not knowing each other, but later when they met, Mr. Blackwell said, "Oh, I knew you must have been with ISKCON. No one else would be so nicely dressed." Shesha had corresponded with Mr. Blackwell previously and sent him copies of the Hare Krishna People and Spiritual Frontier movies to review for a special national survey of audiovisual materials on new spiritual movements. Fritz related that ISKCON's response was the quickest among his many suppliers for the project, and when he told his wife, the Hare Krishnas were the first to send their films, she simply replied, "They would be." Shesha acquired advanced copies of Mr. Blackwell's reviews on the two films, which we'll enclose with this report if possible. Introducing Mr. Blackwell to the readings in Vedic literature prompted him to say, "I will definitely use this in my course next year." He also agreed to send a review by December. Fritz told Shesha, "It's amazing that you've come today. We're just going to start our study of Krishna tomorrow. Can you come and speak in my class?" Shesha immediately complied. Fritz introduced him as an authority and personal colleague, so the students listened attentively and took notes. Shesha used slides to supplement his academic glorification of Lord Krishna. Interested, the students asked many questions such as, "Why is Krishna blue? What is prasadam?" Fritz was very pleased with the whole thing and gladly helped Shesha make arrangements to get another Chaitanya Chaitamrita standing order in the library. They already had one order and they got another order. On the same campus, Shesha showed a preview order. Anyway, then they sold some more books. And that's just an example of the way professors are beginning to be more and more helpful, and they're actually becoming devoted to Krishna consciousness. They've been very much impressed with the library party. The library party devotees come in suits with ties. They look very proper. They're scholarly. The books are the most prestigious scholarly presentations of the philosophy available. And these people, they first ordered the standing order. Now they're ordering course textbooks. And now they're starting to teach your books in the courses, Srila Prabhupada. They're preaching Krishna consciousness right in the classrooms. So automatically when they see the devotees, they are very much attracted and friendly with our devotees. They want to take prasadam. So the scholars, who are the most intellectual community in America, are becoming devoted now to your divine grace in this movement.
Prabhupada, you have to follow Rosh Khabin. You have to follow Rosh Khabin.